Hello and welcome to We the People. Just 4 days before the first vote was cast in the 2019 elections, the pitch of this already high decibel campaign went a notch higher. The BJP and the Congress released their campaign videos. Not to be left behind is the Samajwadi Party's poll video, which channels the spirit of Gully Boy to roast the BJP. But the real star anthems are from Andhra. YSRC's Rawali Jagan, Kawali Jagan is the most watched political campaign song in this election so far. All political parties have gone beyond the traditional media. They're pushing boundaries. Clearly, political messaging is an electoral weapon in this election. The political messaging of these campaign videos have set the tempo for these polls. They provide a striking picture of the politics at play. But we're asking tonight, who has got it right? Joining us on the show, we have Shantanu Gupta, author of The Monk Who Became Chief Minister, obviously talking about Chief Minister Adityanath. He's a right-wing analyst and in his personal capacity, communications advisor to Baba Ramdev. We have Rohan Gupta, member of the Congress's Campaign Monitoring Committee, Ghansham Tiwari of the SP, Pratap Suthan, the man who coined that slogan, India Shining, now founder of the ad agency Bang in the Middle. We have Anuja Chauhan. She needs no introduction as an author, but she's also the creative mind behind the conceptualization and the scripting of the Congress's campaign video. And Dilip Cherian, he wears many hats, image guru, political campaign advisor. His day job is that he is the chairman of Perfect Relations, the well-known PR firm. Anuja, I want to go across to you first. You know, Anuja, the BJP has first mover advantage when it comes to pushing the envelope, going beyond traditional media. We saw that in 2014 with the Congress's campaign video. You're really trying to beat them at their own game, and you have to play by their rules.
No, see, I think it's quite clear that we were going with, we are following the manifesto. That's the thing that has to come out first. This is not about competing with anyone. It's very much about what the Congress has to say. And we have taken all our cues exactly from the manifesto. The brief is very clear. There is no bombast. There is no fake promises. Everything that we're saying in our advertising is stuff we can deliver.
But frankly, both the BJP and the Congress really are following in the footsteps of the Jagan campaign, who of course has hired Prashant Kishore's IPAC. But Shantanu, you know, the ghost of India Shining is all pervasive. What is the message in the BJP's video? You've seen that, right? In 2014, the Modi campaign was about good governance. It was about development. Now we don't hear anything about Vikas. What is the message in this
first
video?
Of all, we always keep commenting on India Shining. I think we still don't know that India Shining, the BJP lost or NDA lost because of India Shining campaign or because of some other political strategy. Putting it on India Shining, I think that'll be naive. See, I divide any voter between A, B and C. A means like he will vote for you whatever may come. B, who will not vote for you whatever may come. And C is the swing voter. So for the A voter, all the political parties will cater through these songs to create a larger than life image, little humming, so that you are in the mood, so that they'll come out to vote. And they will be in the political mahal so that, okay, voting is happening, election isn't happening, which used to happen in the gullies and mohallas through bhompus and loudspeakers, which is okay. Now low now, right? B, you don't target in last 15, 20 days. Right? B, you can do like larger political strategy like sending RSS to Northeast. For C, I think these things may not work. Because larger than life, they may think, okay, they're spending so much money, this party is corrupt. C, you typical issue infographics, okay, I was this, they were this. You do comparison videos. So these A kind of videos, this larger than life kind of videos, your leader, your party, what you have done in a very nice romantic style, song, music, so that you can hum. This is largely to get into the mood of politics, get into the mood of that political party so that you mobilize and reassure the existing voter of your party that, okay, your party, your leader is still there and he's is big and good and go out and vote. And that's my
sense. I think that's a crucial point you've touched upon because it's about getting that voter A, the yeah. type A out. And, you know, it could be everyone could just enjoy these videos. I certainly do. Some of them are great fun.
Yeah.
And but does that mean I'm actually going to go out and I'm actually going to vote for you? And in the middle of all the fun and the videos and the rapping and the hip-hopping,
exactly.
I'm really, what's the message? That my question is still, what was the message of that video?
So message is still, see, last time Modi was a challenger. This time he's an incumbent. So it's a very different. Last time he has to sell aspirations. This time, aspiration is always part of any political messaging, but this time he has to say what he has done. So this will show what we have done, right? Maybe national security to welfare policies, what we have done, and the leader Modi. Leader Modi is very, very, very pivotal in Narendra Modi's in BJP's campaign. And you will not find leader Rahul Gandhi is not pivotal in Congress's campaign because he's still not that big a brand.
So in an election, it is about a face. You're saying the leader, Prime Minister Modi's face
is very important.
Features in this
word
video.
Word over face is very important. We can be naive about it. We are not presidential, but that's not
Rohan,
the heat and dust.
He has answered himself. We are not presidential. If you see BJP's campaign 2014, they were talking about Achhe Din. So they were talking about people. If you see 2019 BJP campaign, they are talking about Phir Se Modi Sarkar. There are no people around. Congress campaign is always around the people. Ab Hoga Nyay is about people. After 5 years, when you go back to people and ask for votes, you have to ask votes from people in the name of work you have done. Suppose you have promised Achhe Din, whether you are able to bring those, you have to prove, you have to give your report card.
Like he said, he's the incumbent.
That's what I'm saying. So we are not a presidential system. He was talking about India shining. Why it failed? Again, there was arrogance by rulers that, okay, India is shining. You cannot boast your idea. You have to talk about people. When we are talking about Ab Hoga Nyay, we are talking about injustice done to people. And if Congress is voted to power, what we are going to do, it's a concrete plan. Our manifesto, we have at least spent more than 1 year to build this manifesto, which talks about specific points. When you talk about BJP's manifesto, it talks about Modi, Modi, Modi. So it is fight between Modi and people of this country, and we are behind people of this country.
Let me give it a difference between what the BJP would say. So the Congress's video, we're playing the BJP video right now. We'll also be playing the Congress's video. So the Congress's position seems to be that each individual voter embodies the country, because you say, Main hi to Hindustan hu. The BJP, however, the nation is bigger. So as he pointed out here, the message here is about nationalism first for the BJP.
Absolutely.
In this election.
If you see BJP video, from the maybe 100 cuts, 98 cuts are of Mr. Modi. So there is no nation. It's about only one individual. If you see Congress's video, when I say Main hi to Hindustan, it means I am an Indian. I have been, you know, victim of injustice of this government, and I am going to ask for my right. I will take justice. I will take Nyay. So this is the basic difference between this thing. Can you see Rahul Gandhi's photo so frequently at Mr. Modi's photo? So their campaign is 100%. They have, I think,
their point
given
being, you don't
vote.
Have
it is not a presidential
face.
System. It's not a presidential system. You have to talk about the issues. People of this country, they are smart enough. If the world around them has not changed, they are not going to vote in just terms of impression or for your slogans.
Anuja, you know, Dilip and Pratap are the experts on this. But I think a layperson will say that any ground rule of crisis management, of PR, is that if life throws you lemons, you make lemonade. If someone throws a barb at you, you deflect that. And it seems like that's what the BJP has done with the whole Chokidar Hai Chor slogan that the Congress was using.
Yes. No, I would agree. To me, the whole Main Bhi Chokidar is an admission of weakness. It is a very defensive position that they've taken. And the point is, the very fact that they've done it means that they have blinked and they have acknowledged that the barb of Chokidar Chor Hai has affected them so hard that they've come up with an entire campaign which is defensive in tone and is saying Main Bhi Chokidar. That's an admission of weakness right there. Secondly, if you go into the lyrics of that song, and I've been forced to watch it because I have no choice, because it's blaring everywhere, they say things like Wo ek akela chal pada, main uske piche kaatar hoon. The Congress is not saying that. Nobody as a voter is anyone's kaatar. The Congress campaign celebrates the voter, the intelligence of the voter, the fact that he is not deflected by fizool ke mudde and all this kind of propaganda that's being hit at us. It respects the voter and it puts the voter front and center of the campaign.
But Anuja, I want to pick up on something you just mentioned.
He says, I will go and then ask for Nyay.
Okay, but you just mentioned, I think, what's interesting. You said you don't have a choice. It's blaring everywhere. But when you're in the business, isn't that the point? First, you identify the message and then you have to have
Baba,
high visibility. You've got
no.
a carpet bomb. So
no,
are you
hello.
Admitting that the BJP
is,
has more
the thing is,
visibility
we don't
than
have
you?
Those kind of monies. You have all the data is out there for you, yeah? We know who has a much huger budget over here, who's spending money, and where that money's come from. We definitely don't have the budgets they have.
Okay, where that money has come from is an important question. We'll get to that. But has the BJP hit the right note when it comes to this choice of a symbol for political messaging? We're talking about the Chowkidar, and that, of course, opens up a whole can of worms, a Pandora's box. Sir, aapka naam clearly, aap uniform pehen rahe ho?
Rajiv Kumar.
Rajiv Kumar, aur aap kya karte ho?
Madam, main 15 saal se security mein hoon, top secret security mein hoon.
Achha.
Madam, jo aajkal desh mein chal raha hai ki main bhi chowkidar hoon. और कोई कह रहा है कि चौकीदार चोर है
नहीं आप असलियत में चौकीदार हो ना ये नहीं, नहीं कि ट्विटर में जैसे कहते हो चौकीदार सैरा जेकब असलियत में चौकीदार
में चौकीदार माई कार्ड लेकर आया हूँ मैडम
अच्छा वेरी गुड
मैं माई कार्ड दिखा सकता हूँ
नहीं आई बिलीव चलो
हाँ तो मैडम ये कह रहा हूँ देश में आजकल चल रहा है कि मैं भी चौकीदार हूँ कोई कह रहा है चौकीदार है तो मैडम मैं ये कहता हूँ कि चौकीदार कहना और चौकीदार होना ये अलग बात है क्योंकि हमारी ड्यूटी बहुत टफ है हम 8 घंटे की ड्यूटी खड़े होकर करते हैं और मैडम क्या कह रहे हैं सबसे बड़ी प्रॉब्लम यह है कि हम जब ड्यूटी पर खड़े होते हैं धूप हो छाया हो कुछ भी हो हर मौसम में ड्यूटी करते हैं हम जान माल और प्रॉपर्टी की सुरक्षा करते हैं एक आदमी कह देता है कि मैं अभी चौकीदार हूँ कोई कह देता है कि चौकीदार ये गलत है मेरा कहना ये है कि आप एक बार चौकीदारी करके देखिए आपको पता लग जाएगी
हमारे जो प्रधानमंत्री जी वो तो कह रहे हैं कि वही उनका काम है ना कि वो 24 आवर्स उनको देखना पड़ता है जो देश में क्या हो रहा है और जैसे 2014 में चाय वाला इम्पोर्टेंट हो गया तो 2019 में चौकीदार इम्पोर्टेंट हो गया नहीं मैं बस पूछ रही हूँ कि आपको क्या लगता है आपकी लाइफ में कुछ बदलाव हुई है आपको गर्व लगता है मतलब लोग तो कह रहे होंगे कि चौकीदारी इज इम्पोर्टेंट
नहीं मैडम देखो प्रधानमंत्री जी है हमारे देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी अगर वो कहते हैं कि मैं भी चौकीदार हूँ लेकिन अगर वो कहते हैं चौकीदार एक बार चौकीदार की प्रॉब्लम समझे कि चौकीदार जो ड्यूटी करता है उसकी क्या प्रॉब्लम मान लिया कि हमको छुट्टी नहीं मिलती है छुट्टी नहीं मिलती है 8 घंटे की ड्यूटी करते हैं मान लिया अगर रिवर नहीं आए किसी वजह से प्रॉब्लम हो जाती है तब भी प्रॉब्लम है हॉस्पिटल में भी क्या अगर मैडम ESI कार्ड बना है वो ऐसा ESI कार्ड बना है कि मैडम आप हॉस्पिटल में जाओ दिल्ली आपको ड्यूटी नहीं मिलेगी मतलब वो नहीं मिलेगी
ओके थैंक यू प्रताप सो यू नो Is the imagery problematic? There's a message. Is the message resonating? Is there visibility? Like I said, India shining, you're the man behind that slogan, but then it didn't work on the ground. Where do you think the campaign stand right now? Actually, first, if you could just explain how that came about.
India shining?
Yes.
See, India shining was the wrong campaign in the right place. I mean, that is the best way to explain. It was done for a completely different reason. It was done because at that point in time, 2003, 2004, the economy was very sluggish. There was really no growth. And there was an advice from a British company where it was said that, look, you need to resuscitate and rejuvenate the economy. So
yeah.
Tell the people that the country is doing well and this is the time for you to take out loans, invest in the stock market, things like that. So it was a campaign designed to inject economic optimism into the nation and also to get foreign investment FDI into the country. Now, if you actually look at that campaign from the day it started, I think the fourth or the fifth day the campaign started, the Sensex touched 5,000 for the first time. It was a flat line till then and then it peaked. And you can actually go back and check your timelines. So from that perspective, it worked. And of course, the stock market really did very well. And again,
that was a happy coincidence.
Absolutely. And I remember the day the campaign launched on television was the day when India was playing, I think, Australia in Ahmedabad. And Virendra Sehwag hits a couple of fours. And then what happens is there's a guy in the audience, in the spectators, he picks up the newspaper and there's this full page ad and he just shows it to the camera. And the camera picks it up and it clearly says India is shining. And then Gavaskar says, truly, India is shining, right? Now, that to me was, a sort of a signal that the campaign worked or the campaign caught India.
So
right?
How did it become the right campaign
right.
in the wrong place?
So when it became very successful, the moment it became successful and there were four by-elections in which I think three went to BJP and everyone thought, oh, yes, this is the effect of that campaign. And slowly what happened is from the Ministry of Finance, the campaign sort of moved and it became the government campaign. So anybody in India knows that if you're driving a political campaign, that political campaign needs to be in the vernacular, It cannot be India shining. India shining appeals to the urban population, the people
who
have money.
So the Bharat versus the India.
Absolutely. So it was a campaign delivered at Successful India to invest, etc., etc.
So it was wrongly appropriated by the BJP.
So it was taken out from the context of what it was supposed to do and put into something. It's like saying, you know, elephant climb a tree. You can't get an elephant to climb a tree. Very simple. And you can't judge it based on that. So from that perspective, if you look at the investment that came in during that time, I remember January 1st, 2004, the government released an ad which basically said $120 billion came into the country because of this campaign. Now, to me, that's the finest ROI an advertising campaign can get. For the less than 100 crores that they spend on it, that's the money that came into the country. So on that front, it delivered, and delivered like hell. I mean, this fact that we are speaking about India shining 15 years from the time it happened, it means it was successful. And it's been used across all moments where India has done well.
Well, every election has a catchline, a slogan.
No, even in sport.
So whether it works or doesn't work, there is a slogan each election.
Yeah, so there was a truth in that line, because all of India felt very good about it. But I guess it was the wrong political campaign.
Dilip, Shantanu mentioned something that's important. Of course, that the PM this time is an incumbent. So when he was running in 2014, he was the agent of change. Now he can't ask for change, obviously. He's asking for stability. He's asking for continuance of the same. So how do you spin that as if you were to spin it? Is it
consider two audiences which are very important for this election. A psephologist who I trust a lot said, the key to this election is being able to find somebody who didn't vote for Modi last time and wants to vote for him now. And that's why the high decibel campaign is going on. Because that character is difficult to find. Someone who voted...
9 crore new voters.
Yeah. The second lot is the 9 crore new voters who've come in, who represent 9% of the total electorate. Okay. So you are now talking about two big audiences which need to be hit with messaging.
Correct.
The campaign strategy that the BJP started with was this, you know, hit them where it, you know, we've been hit where it hurts, so retaliate with Chaukidar.
Okay.
But if you notice, the Chaukidar mnemonic works very well when there is a big leader and he is the focus of the campaign. But what Mr. Modi has very smartly done now, he has segued away from there. He moved first to national security, patriotism, and all those, that bucket. And now he has spun even out of that into a more hardcore Hindutva line. So in a sense, what you've seen in the last 40 days is actually three separate campaigns. And that shows that there is agility, but there's also agitation. There is flexibility, but there's also fear. So this is a campaign which is moving very fast, because they sense, the BJP senses, that there is a moving object here which needs to be caught. And that catching is what is attempted by sexy slogans, lots of music, and as was said, big budgets.
Correct.
So the 100 crore budget which Pratap talked about, which is today minuscule, it's dwarfed by everything that's going on just now. So the reason for the spend is because these two audiences are a bit of a moving target, and no one's sure what message will work.
You say that this was a smart thing that the PM has done, but let me play devil's advocate. It almost seems like the BJP has changed its course many times, is what you're saying. First it was mumkin ko namunkin karna, then it was main bhi chaukidar, now it's fir ek baar Modi. Isn't it mixed messaging, Dilip, and then you?
You see, messaging is mixed because, as I said, there is a recognition that the offtake of these messages is not very high. Compared to the first-time voter in 2014, who turned out in voting percentages terms at 68% versus the national average of 62, expectations this time, and the figures so far in the first round suggest, that the first-time voter this time is bored. She has heard too many campaigns. She has heard too much of music. She doesn't feel that there's really an election going on.
I think that's fascinating.
And that's the thing that everybody's currently... all of us who are working in this business.
Which is why you're grabbing the eyeballs with these funky videos that are aimed at the youth.
What to do about this? This is a problem. Because if the first time voter of 2019 ain't coming out to vote in big numbers, you have a problem.
Okay. Pratap, then I read somewhere you had said something like election campaigns have to be tactical, they have to be on point, you have to gauge the mood of the country, which didn't happen in 2004. It has to peak at the right time. So when you're seeing so many different messages, what Dilip is saying is a positive attribute of the BJP. The other way of looking at it, it sounds like they haven't been able to narrow down a slogan that's going to stick and that will stick with the public.
I didn't say that, you said it.
No, I'm saying it. I'm saying it sounds like that.
See, there is another angle to this, right? Which is, at the end of the day, this is for the next 5 years, this entire population is going to vote the next government, right? And what do you need from the government? You need a sense of direction. You sense a need of an aura of nation building. You need a sense of leadership and all that. To me, the new generation which is coming in to vote is not getting that feel at all. I mean, it's rock music or it's gully music or whatever it is. That's not what it is. That's not statesmanship, right? And on the other hand, when you say, "Ab maybe chokidar hum," let me ask you a question. My job is not to be the chowkidar of this country. There are other people who are employed. There are policemen, there are doctors, there are these guys, there's the army. Those are the guys who are supposed to be doing the chowkidar business and looking after everything else. I have a job to do. I can't be the chowkidar for this country. You get what I mean? So suddenly you're just opening it up into the public saying that, why are you asking me to do somebody else's job? There are people hired to do this job.
No,
let them
again,
do it.
Anuja, why are you opening it up to the public? But that is maybe, perhaps, Anuja, the masterstroke here. Because it does instill a sense of ownership within the electorate. Whether you want to call it, the Dandi March, whether you want to call it Swachh Bharat. Even if you're not a pro-BJP person, are you really going to thumb down Swachh Bharat or cleaning up the country? So is it a masterstroke?
No, Baba. See, the thing is, if you look at it, it is definitely not a masterstroke. It is a very defensive ploy, a very defensive, pathetic ploy, which I think the voters going to look through. The point is that, and if you want to put your advertising head on, it's maybe it's Charlie Hebdo, maybe Charlie, maybe Chowkidar. And the thing is that, why is that a dream you're peddling to everyone? No mother raises a child. I mean, all respect to chowkidars, but no mother raises a child saying, "Mera beta bada hoke chowkidar banega." Right? We have higher dreams for our children.
Yeah,
and at the other end, it's a line that smacks of watchdogism. It smacks of watchdogism. It smacks of khapism. What are you saying? Why is there a chowkidar watching my every move? Are we in Big Boss or Big Brother over here? And the other thing that I really think the BJP is battling, that it's an advertising truth. I worked on the cola category my whole life. The cola wars is where I built my writing chops. You cannot be the underdog and the top dog at the same time. The point is, you live on 7 Race Course Road. You are Lutyens Delhi. So please don't say that Lutyens Delhi is the enemy. I think these are all the internal conflicts that are at work now. And that's why the advertising campaign is so fragmented. Versus the Congresses, which is coming in and saying, "Ab hoga nyay."
Maybe it's fragmented, but as Shantanu first started off, you don't necessarily win an election based on an advertising campaign.
As I said, I think it's one of it. I think political parties are multiple things: door-to-door campaigning, rallies, social media, digital media, TV. Many of it. I think on Maybe or Chowkidar, I think To My Mind is a very smart campaign. I think I went to a lot of India Gate debates. And randomly in all the channels, be right side of spectrum or left side of spectrum, which channels are these days, I'm saying you have people, maybe you Chowkidar t-shirt roaming around, right? Maybe BJP might have sent them, or maybe they're part of a strategy. But again, if you see that whole song, it's about active citizenship, that I'm part. It's not that the song is promoting that you become a Chowkidar. Right? It's saying active citizenship. I'm part of the governance.
I'm sorry.
America is not only America because of its leaders.
Like
America is America because
novel.
Of active citizenship. Because of active citizenship. So I think the song is promoting, the whole concept is promoting active citizenship, how I'm part of the governance. So that's missing, which is going far and wide.
The song is saying,
"Lacks of people."
Qatar. How is that good for my self-esteem that I'm following someone with no mind, like a mindless sheep moving in a herd?
World over, we have courses after courses of leadership. Leadership is like a talked-out subject, and however much we can say that we have we are not a presidential kind of election, but everybody looks up who will lead you. So I'm saying we can say that we inherited a kind of electoral system, and we have that. It's fine, but everyone looks for a leader. It's very decisive, it's precise who is going to lead you.
Okay.
You all show Rahul and Modi in the same frame. Right? Why do you do that? It's not
and reactive.
Right? All chairmen show Rahul and Modi in the same frame, showing this versus this. Why you show that?
I don't want to make it a one-on-one between the two of you. So I just want to go across with an important point that Shantanu and Dilip have raised about the youth. Because everyone, including us, and on We the People, we did a whole show on this. We're saying that women and young voters are going to be the kingmakers in this election. So we have a young voter here. Aapka naam?
Mera naam Deepak Panu hai.
Deepak. Deepak, aap kya karte ho? He's interesting. He's been brought in.
Main mimicry karta hoon.
Of political leaders. Aap dikha sakte ho hume? Suna sakte ho hume?
Main Modi ji ki awaaz mein bolna chahunga.
Mere pyare deshvasiyo, aap zara bataiye. पहले ये विपक्ष के लोग विकास की बात कहा करते थे, आप जरा बताइए 2019 के चुनाव पे हर एक बंदा चौकीदार बना कि नहीं बना? आप जरा बताइए बना कि नहीं बना? और इसलिए 2019 में हमारी सरकार आएगी तो सब चौकीदार से पीएम बन जाएंगे.
तो आपकी मतलब सबसे ज्यादा डिमांड पब्लिक से मिस्टर मोदी है इनको और राहुल गांधी का?
जी राहुल गांधी का भी है.
देखिए भैया, मैं राहुल गांधी, भैया मैं भी चौकीदार बन गया हूँ, क्योंकि भैया चौकीदार का जो समर चला है भैया, ये गर्मी से मुझे चौकीदार बना दिया जी.
अच्छा, बट दीपक आप समझाइए, आप करते क्या? यूर कितने साल के हो?
मैं 22 इयर्स का हूँ.
तो आप फर्स्ट टाइम वोटर हो?
इससे मेरा वोट अभी तक नहीं है.
मतलब इस इलेक्शन में आप वोट करोगे? नहीं
हो पाया ना मैम, मेरा वोटर आईडी नहीं है.
क्यों नहीं?
नहीं,
सब लोग कह रहे हैं, मोदी जी कह रहे हैं, सब लोग कह रहे हैं कि यूथ वोट इतना इम्पोर्टेंट है. आप इस फील्ड में भी हो, मतलब यू आर क्लियरली इंटरेस्टेड इन पॉलिटिक्स, क्योंकि आप फॉलो करते हो, आपकी लाइंस सुनकर हमें पता है कि आप पॉलिटिक्स में इंटरेस्टेड हो. तो फिर आपने मतलब आपका कार्ड क्यों नहीं बना?
जी मैं कहते हैं अभी बाहर था कुछ टाइम पहले, तो मेरा वोटर आईडी नहीं बन पाया, इस कारण मेरा कहते हैं वोट नहीं आता. बट कोई बात नहीं, नेक्स्ट टाइम.
Shantanu, is this what Dilip is saying? Is this reflecting what Dilip is saying? Because, you know, when you see these videos, they're really cool. But it's like I'm watching TV and I'm not listening to what the message is. I'm not even sure what the message is because I'm just looking at this new shining India.
I mean, it may so happen. And now it's crowded also. Like in 2014, it was only BJP who has like every element in place. Social media, songs, 3D rallies, chai pe charcha. This time you have Jagan to even smaller parties, Sapa, everyone.
And Jagan led it, started it.
Yeah, I'm saying so everyone has like, so this is too much. And the Facebook, and a lot of people were cribbing that Facebook has become too political. We don't want to go to Facebook. Yeah. It doesn't have a typical gossip which we used to offer. Right?
In fact, there's a whine on Instagram also that there's so much
politics,
political stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly, which was earlier a very fun tool.
Yeah,
right?
Where it was just a hangout place, you know.
Yeah. So I think...
Okay. Ghanshyam, then, you know, come in here because in UP, the Samajwadi Party is the only one who's actually going online. The BSP isn't. So my question really is, who's your target audience? Are you wasting time trying to play this game that the BJP and Jagan and the Congress and all are doing?
Well, there's no doubt that a good campaign that connects with the people in any era, be it the India Shining era, be it the Achhe Din Aayenge era, or be it the today's Jagan era and so on, right, is great for your cadre, great for your voters. But the question is, what creates that connect and who's driving that connect? I believe in India Shining, it was television and newsprint that was driving. In Achhe Din Aayenge, by the way, in 2014, Modi ji used to say, Achhe Din Aayenge, kyunki Modi ji aane wale hain. Now today they say that Modi ji aane wale hain kyunki Modi ji aane wale hain. Right? Achhe Din is missing. Right? So there was a message that the message of hope, which was colorful, that connected everybody. Now this whole nationalistic fervor that they are building is with an undertone of fear. But that aside, I think as a result, it's not becoming a good campaign. But Jagan campaign was a good campaign.
But you're playing by those game rules. Right, you're saying it's not becoming a good campaign. You've launched your videos playing right now, and it's great. Like, it's based on, you know, the whole gully boy theme. You're picking up on that. But why? Akhilesh has got the same wry humor as you.
Right.
Like, he made this fantastic joke on Twitter about the black hole of it. Wo dikhai diya, magar achhe din nahi dikhai diya. But who of your voters are on Twitter following him?
I have a point here. So in 2014, it was a great campaign that was taken up by people. I think in 2019, across board, not just in politics, across board, it is people. Everybody has mobile. Everybody records videos, puts pictures. It is a crowdsourced content that is becoming great campaign. Except in Jagan's case, what we as a party has found is, yes, we will put out these videos. They motivate cadre, they build a connect, but these are not the primary campaigns. Primary campaigns are, if we can ride on crowdsourced campaigns, where somebody like our friend, young friend here, he puts out what he just said, right? Just that clip itself has an ability to go viral because it connects with people. Hmm. It tells a story to the common man in the common voice. Today's voters, these young voters who matter to this election, they are not going to sit and hear gyan from a leader. They want to hear a leader in a logical way. They will follow a leader, but also compete with the leader on logic. So you can't get away with
pressure,
in a broadcast
influencers,
mode.
Influencers, all of that comes into play.
Yes. So you can't get away in a broadcast mode. You have to be in a conversational mode. And in a conversational mode, you don't decide the strength of the conversation. Sometimes it's a good question by the viewer will decide the strength of the conversation. So we are as a result. And in that sense, we are well placed. We are not presenting this god-like figure in Mr. Modi who will solve all problems. We are presenting the people in these campaigns. We are seeing common man, and as a result, we are saying that it is the common man who have to unite and figure out a solution. That is the fundamental difference between the two campaigns. A broadcast campaign with a god-like figure versus a common man's voice, viral content crowdsourced, and at the same time, content that we present that sort of puts together the message.
See, when the media is in your hand, what he said about broadcast is very important. At the moment, the entire potential political class has access in a handheld, but they're actually receiving broadcasts of two kinds. There's this political broadcast and there's this IPL broadcast. And people don't know which one to take seriously anymore.
Exactly.
But Rohan, come in here. But yeah. Also, I think what's interesting here is that in 2014, what the BJP government really did, they realized, or they thought then, that the majority of mainstream media wasn't in favor of them.
That's right.
Of course, today everybody would say it's the other way around. But Rohan, you've been wanting to speak, so go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, taking what Ghanshyam was speaking, this government, before the code of conduct was declared, they launched the campaign Na Mumkin Ab Mumkin. Obviously, they cannot name Modi. As soon as the campaign started, they converted into Modi hai to mumkin hai. But again, this is a broadcast. You cannot boast your idea. You have to do conversation. You have to see what people are feeling about your policies, whether Achhe Din has come or not. You cannot force your ideas on these youngsters. You cannot force ideas on the Kisan. We see numbers. The Kisan Atmahatya has increased. We see numbers. Youth unemployment is at highest level. But you are not talking about that. Worst part is, you know that note ban is the worst blunder in Indian democracy, but you are not ready to admit it. Come on, you ask anybody from BJP off camera, but you are not. You have to be honest. So when you speak something, they are for them, note bandi is achievement. If you see their manifesto, nobody will trust you if you just put your ideas in front of people, use your money, media blasts. Nobody is going to trust that. At the end of the day, you have to ask people whether they have got benefit of your policies. If answer is no, you have to introspect. If you have committed mistake, you have to go back to your voter, apologize. Okay, we have committed this mistake. Please give us one more chance. But here, it's arrogance. Phir se Modi Sarkar is an arrogant campaign. You are not talking about people. You are saying that come what may, we are going to win. People are not going to like this.
So when you have not delivered and you are shying away from the message of Achhe Din, Modi hai to mumkin hai in terms of campaign, because Modi hai to baggage hai. That's the only thing you can talk about.
Absolutely. And you there were more negative campaign on that.
You will not talk about like ideas, you will not talk about delivery.
See, the message was, defaulter of 500 crore rupees, given 30,000 crore contract. Modi hai to mumkin hai. So why they had to withdraw it? Because it was more of a negative campaign. May be chaukidar. There were more negative memes than positive. That's why they had to shift narratives. Even now, BJP could not set the narrative. That's why they have played safe, saying that Phir se Modi Sarkar. It's not a slogan anymore. It's
and
a common thing.
You have to imagine the picture. I mean, think about it. You know, Amit Shah comes and taps your back, "Main bhi chowkidar."
Yeah.
You may fall unconscious. So you have to put a campaign that is connectable. This is a youth that wants to talk to you. Right?
But
how many of them will do the same?
There is no dialogue. There is no
who
dialogue.
Are not BJP karyakartas putting chowkidar in Twitter handle is not.
They are removing
not,
now.
Not common. It's
very
not
fast
common.
They are removing it.
Every day I'm saying there are a lot of chowkidars
and
not verified
sword.
Handles.
It's a double edged sword in the sense that now you've identified or the lines are clear, people have to tag it on because, you know, we're worried about peer pressure. It doesn't necessarily mean I may vote that
that
way.
That,
and
that
secondly,
sure
it also opened
any
up
on
the government
video
to some embarrassment
video
because many were slow to take it on. There were certain leaders in the BJP who were slow to take it on. They had to
right.
be called out by members
must,
of the opposition.
Must
allies
must
also
right.
haven't taken it
right.
on. So in many ways, it is a double-edged sword. But Pratap, so the India Shining slogan, it backfired at the NDA. They lost power badly. But this practice of engaging marketing, advertising agencies, all of that is here to stay.
Absolutely.
This is the norm now.
On the other hand, I would argue it the other way around, which is I think all brands need to learn from political parties.
Exactly.
Because I mean, what is a brand? At the end of the day, you need a brand custodian, a brand ambassador, a slogan, you know, a logo. Everything is there. In fact, religion and politics are the biggest inspirations for advertising. So it's one of those things that feeds each other. I mean, which is the biggest
in the context of the Surf Excel ad?
Whichever way you look at it, you know, it's huge. I mean, it is a business, isn't it? I mean, there are annual festivals. You know, the moment you have people come together as a plenum or whatever it is for this, it's about sort of revitalizing the party all over again. You have followers,
but
everything.
If it's a business, Dilip, you know, there's this worrying trend, and this is what Anuja mentioned right in the beginning about the money. Where is this money coming from? Who is funding whom? Do we
have... The smart campaigns are not only based on money. Anuja knows it. From flash mobs to memes, the idea is get people involved. If they're interested, if they engage with you, you've got them where it matters. So they're going to dive into the ballot box. But as I said, she is increasingly disinterested. And that is what is actually worrying the incumbent. Because the incumbent is the one who has to worry about that. Because the challenger doesn't need to worry. Because all they need to do is toss a few eggs your way.
So Anuja, come in here. You talked about money. Dilip is saying it's the other way around now. You don't need to spend so much money
not
anymore,
so much.
Perhaps. Hasn't social media, these new like concepts, pushing of the boundaries, it's actually cheaper to just put out a video today than have to go from rally to rally, from state to state?
See, the thing is, the voter is very smart. Just like he's a consumer, right? A consumer is always very smart. They know what has been thopoed top down, and they know what comes organically from below, from inside the mind of the consumer. Right? So I think we're seeing a lot of that stuff coming out. A lot of the content that's coming out on social media is just of people who are sick of the current regime.
But
and
Anuja, you made
no
a charge
matter
about
how much
the
money, you
the
throw
money
at
and
people.
The funding that goes behind the BJP, just if you could talk
I
about that.
I think
you're
being drowned. I mean, I just put on no. Sure, look, I have no official data on this, but I know I'm working on a campaign. I'm very close to it. I open my newspaper every day saying, where's my ad? Where's my ad? And my ad is one small quarter page ad on the fifth page. And the BJP ads are big. They're full page. They play on radio 50 times a day.
You can't
I'm
hold
coming,
that against.
I'm coming from
so
DNA
clearly,
my house.
I'm poorer. I'm the challenger brand over here. I'm clearly the challenger brand.
So
I'm
everybody wants to be
underdog.
The underdog.
It's like I'm coming from DND, from a house to here, and they're almost.
Which is great. I mean, hey,
of,
come on,
Rahul
the first have been the underdog.
Are
we that?
This is interesting.
No, but then doesn't the Congress?
This time, India
Rohan
today has a jacket ad of.
I mean, it almost
Congress
sounds
party.
Like you're whining.
All parties are
how can you
bit.
Whine that the other party has more money than you? Then find other ways to get around it. Just like in 2014, the BJP did. They said that they thought that
the
media was against them, so they went around it.
I mean. Exactly, but the point is that money can't buy you love, and money can't buy you votes, and that I think is what the BJP is going to fight.
Can I make a quick point on this?
Yeah.
So I think, like all the great brands Pratap talked about, right? A number of great brands have stuck to their logo. I mean, I used to work at Intel at one point in time, and for decades, Intel inside was the logo, right? We grew up with it. For us as a political party in 2017, we said "Kaam bolta hai," We lost the election. It was a massive victory for Bharatiya Janata Party. But yet again, we are repeating the same slogan. If your slogan is true to who you want to stand for and who you are not going to hunt for new campaigns every year. You will not have India shining once, Achhe Din Aayenge another time, and then Modi hai to mumkin hai, maybe Chaukidar and something else, three campaigns in three different weeks. So I think part of the story is to get your campaign right, which is true to your character. And if that happens, you may not need all that money also sometimes.
Dilip, you've worked as a PR consultant exactly. to many political parties on both sides. Do any of these campaigns set anything on fire for you? The media loved India Shining. It became this tagline, but in the end, it backfired. Is there anything about these parties today and their catchphrases or their campaigns?
I think that we need to divide time up in a kind of sequence. Up to 2004, I would say, the volume of money and the space you occupied was very important. From 2004 to 2019, it was the content of what you did. I think in 2019, when all the dust has settled, we will realize that campaign money wasn't it. It was campaigns which involved you as the potential voter, which would have mattered. Mm-hmm. And I think that the shifting sands of slogans isn't where the action is going to be. It's actually going to be as to how quick you were to crowdsource, to pull out stuff and to put it back among people and to convince people that they need to go out and do what you're telling them to and not watch IPL.
For example, the slogan of the logo of the coalition, Mahagathbandhan in Uttar Pradesh, is in a way crowdsourced. The Sathi that you see, we got it from
yeah, because
somebody.
Elephants and bicycles right. don't really go well together.
But we were just told about picturing elephant climbing a tree. Here we have somebody putting together the elephant, the cycle, the hand pump, and a nice name, Sathi, saying cycle and Hathi is Sathi. So there is power of creativity now back to the people. And if political parties can connect with them, it makes for a great campaign.
But Ghanshyam, as I think Shantanu said in the beginning, an advertising campaign doesn't necessarily win you an election. Sometimes alliances or the lack of alliances
a great advertising campaign can actually butcher a bad party.
Yeah.
Sometimes great advertising will just kill your party, So that's the other way of looking at it.
Okay, so what's going to happen this election? Let's quickly go in for a short break and continue on the other side. Welcome back. You're watching We the People. In this election, every campaign, every political party has upped the ante. They've launched a host of catchy music videos and songs and campaign slogans. But the question is the voter tone deaf? Let's go across to some youth. You wanted to speak. Let's get reactions.
My name is Sudan and I'm a student from Delhi University. Sir, I have two quick questions and to all of you. First is that we, unlike America, we don't have the presidential kind of democracy that we are electing a president and we have to put a face in front of us that we are going to vote for this people for
Correct.
This person and the so that is why this politics of fear is being and the debates about the politics of fears have been taking place when we don't have that kind of government setup.
Okay.
And the second point is that I personally know so many people in my town that they did not vote, and they said when I asked about the reason that why could you not vote, they said that it makes no difference whether I vote for this party or that party.
Mm.
So it is not going to benefit me. So that's why, how are you, my question to all of you, how are you going to back that trust that you lost?
That's interesting. I think a lot of, these videos and all keep coming up. They're catchy, they're more entertaining, but it's also because the viewer has lost faith in both parties, in both politicians. This
the
is
rise
the only
of
way
Mota.
You get us to listen in.
The
somebody
rise
who's
of Mota,
not very young. So let's get your views.
You see, all those who spoke about Achhe Din Nahi Aaya, I'm an ex-serviceman, and the day they announced one rank, one pension, my Achhe Din started. Your comments, please.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just get a few quick comments and then everybody can have a closing argument. Go ahead.
Ma'am said that now they are like telling ki Modi hai and leader and all that. But long ago when the slogan was India is Indira and Indira is India, at that point of time also it was one face only. But now I think Congress, as sir said that, Congress cannot portray Rahul Gandhi as leader, so now they are saying that we are for Nyay and all that. But I think it's going for us. So, sir, why it is now a problem that portraying Modi long back also it was the same thing. And sir,
let's get one more question here and then closing argument.
Why we are getting individual centric? We are a democracy. Why we are getting individual centric? I think either it is Modi or Rahul. Another question to all the adros, do you think that we as the youth voters, we are going to stuck in your whatever your propaganda or whatever it is? Do you think we are that much fool that we are going to vote on the basis of the video or the ad campaigns you are propagating?
What will you vote on the basis of as the youth? What bothers you? What keeps you up at night? What are you thinking about when you go into that booth?
First, we need to go through the works, what the government had done in the last 5 years.
So the government, both parties are just being silly and wasting money when they think that this is what's going to get you in. Okay, Rohan, Shantanu, and then go ahead.
See, first of all, like 2-3 people asked about presidential system. Indian democracy has been tried and tested. We have seen this kind of campaigns for years. And people have never voted for this kind of campaign. Whether it is in past or recent past. It was not a campaign. Campaign was Garibi Hatao. Right? That can be a slogan. But what was the campaign? It is always people-centric. So when you move from people and talk about an individual, see, whether Mr. Modi or anybody, they are not beyond people. If you see 3 states where Congress won, we just spoke about the core issues of employment, of Kisan, Mahila, and people trusted on us. We declared a manifesto. We fulfilled the promises. As he rightly told, people are going to vote only in terms of work. They are going to judge on the basis of your past work, we are going to judge on the basis of the future promises and the realistic possibility.
The youth here, they say that don't think they're fools. You guys are trying to take them for a ride with all these glitzy,
glamorous
videos.
I told you in the starting, the kinds of voter which are anyway going to vote for you, you have to mobilize that there's an enthuse is still built and they go out and vote. For them, the songs and all will work. For the C kind of voter who is still making mind, there maybe Modi, if you go Modi hai mumkin hai campaign, all are graphics and statistics that we did this, what all we did in the last 5 years. So there's a logical kind of campaign and there's the romantic kind of campaigns. Very interestingly, all the political parties, most of the political parties apart from BJP, game on the social media wagon is last 5 years. And they should give credit to Modi. Rahul Gandhi earlier was office of RG. Now I think he dared to come as Rahul Gandhi. And Mulayam Singh said a very interesting statement in 2014 that Akhilesh laptop baati aur Modi usme ghus gaya. Meaning
the end with them. Lessons to be learned from the India Shining campaign, Pratap?
I think India Shining campaign had a very, very large, open, vulnerable belly. Okay, and the belly was the fact that it only represented part of India. It did not represent the larger part. And I think the answer came in the phase of BJP at that time with the Congress's Aam Aadmi Ko Kya Mila campaign. So that was the perfect antidote to the big bubble that India Shining represented. And that was what happened. So if there was a campaign that really punctured another one, that was Aam Aadmi Ko Kya Mila. Mm-hmm. And that's how the Manmohan Singh government came into power, right?
So this is, Dilip, last word to you. It's a mammoth election, 7 phases, 1 phase is done. Can things still change?
Things are changing, actually. If you see the speed at which people are responding and trying to change things around, clearly there is anxiety that what the young man said, do you think that the youth can be fooled, is actually coming true. Given that the youth today buy 7 kinds of soap, 4 kinds of shampoos and 2 kinds of drinks, and you know that there are new customers who are willing to switch, and therefore the battle is for those, and clearly advertising is one of the tools, but it's no longer the dominant tool. That's the point I'm making. It's no longer the dominant tool because we know that it's not attracting enough people.
Okay, we are out of time. Thank you all. We're winding up with the people, the show where we think it's important to speak up, but also important to listen. And tonight I'm going to leave you in the hands of Deepak. He's not going to vote, but he's still an influencer. Deepak, aap kuch bataiye, hum bye keh rahe hain sabko, to aapke haath mein aap bye keh lo aaj.
Mere pyare bhaiyo behno, aap jyada samay na lekar ke show ko samapt kiya jata hai. Arz liye, phir aur milenge, kuch samay baad.
Next week, same time, same day. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night. Thank you.